Hello, Indiana 4-H, and welcome to The 4-H. The 4-H is a new healthy living podcast series that aims to bring a renewed energy and focus to the 4-H in Indiana 4-H. My name is Angie Frost, and I am a 4-H Extension Specialist with Purdue University and a registered dietitian. The first series for our podcast is called Myth Mondays. This is an opportunity for us to tackle myths about nutrition, physical activity, and social-emotional health. So, as we pledge our health to better living, let's get started. This month, we tackle the myth that fresh is always best when choosing fruits and vegetables. Many of you may have heard this myth in the past, causing you to shun canned or frozen varieties of your favorites. Avoiding these options, especially during the winter months in the Midwest, can significantly limit options and variety. In this episode, we will explore the similarities and differences in fresh, canned, and frozen fruits and vegetables and discuss which choice is best for you and your family. According to the USDA's Food and Nutrition Services My Plate Nutrition Guide, fruits and vegetables should make up the largest portion of foods consumed each day. By filling half your plate with fruits and veggies at mealtimes, you maximize nutrient and fiber intake while filling up on these good-for-you foods. A recent study analyzed the nutritional value of all forms of fruits and vegetables and found that fresh, canned, and frozen produce all contribute to a healthy diet. With this being said, all forms have positives and negatives associated with them. Let's begin with canned produce. Fruits and vegetables scheduled for canning are picked and processed on the same day. This reduces nutrient losses that can occur during shipping and preserves nutrients for longer storage. One drawback associated with canned produce is that it often has added sodium or sugar. When shopping for canned vegetables, look for varieties that have no added salt or say low sodium on the label. If you can't find your favorite veggies in low or no sodium varieties, you can drain and rinse the product, then cook it in fresh water. This can reduce the sodium by 9 to 23% depending on the vegetable. When purchasing canned fruits, look for options that are packed in water or juice and avoid those packed in syrup. Be sure to consume canned produce immediately after opening for maximum freshness and flavor, and never store leftover fruits or veggies in the can they were packed in. Frozen produce is similar to canned in that produce scheduled for freezing is also picked and processed on the same day so that nutrient losses are kept to a minimum. Some vegetables require blanching, a process where vegetables are very briefly dipped in hot water to preserve color and texture. Some minimal losses of vitamins may occur during this process. However, color, overall quality, and nutrient retention are maximized. Frozen fruits and veggies have a shorter storage life than canned varieties, so they should be consumed within 8 to 12 months of purchase. When choosing frozen vegetables, look for varieties with no added salt, sauces, or cheese. The ideal frozen vegetable ingredient list should only include the vegetable that's in the package. For frozen fruit, choose varieties that are unsweetened so that you can control the type and amount of sweetener when you're ready to consume the fruit. For both canned and frozen vegetables and fruits, keep in mind that they're picked at their peak of ripeness. This is not often the case for produce that's intended to be consumed in its fresh form. So let's talk about fresh produce. There's nothing quite like a freshly picked, perfectly ripe peach from the tree or tomato from the garden in summer. But unless you grow your own garden or have access to farmers markets or other locally grown and picked produce, you may be consuming items that were picked days or weeks before and shipped over long distances. Produce begins to lose nutrients and quality as soon as it's picked and can lose between 10 and 50% of less stable nutrients during the shipping and holding process. The bottom line is, don't assume that fresh produce you just purchased at the grocery store is better than a canned or frozen variety. A great deal depends on when the produce was picked, if it was at its peak ripeness when it was picked, how far the produce has traveled, and how long it's been hanging around the grocery store waiting to be purchased. All of this is important because in the United States, the average family wastes about 20% of the vegetables and 15% of the fruits that we purchase, mostly in the fresh form. So what can you do to reduce food waste? Select fruits and veggies wisely. Buy only what you need. Store fresh produce properly and prepare fresh produce using methods that help retain the most nutritional value. These methods include lightly steaming, sautéing, grilling, roasting, and consuming in their raw form. To learn more about storing fresh produce, visit www.eatright.org/resources/home food safety. This website also provides a link to a free downloadable app called Is My Food Safe?, which provides a complete guide to shelf life of foods consumed at home. So now it's time for a call to action. What can you do to make sure your family is getting enough fruits and veggies while making the most of your grocery dollars? Include all forms, canned, frozen, and fresh. Purchase fresh produce that's in season and consume it within a few days. Keep canned and frozen varieties on hand for times when schedules are hectic and preparation time is short. If you are in an Indiana 4-H club or are a 4-H club leader in Indiana, consider offering fruits and/or veggies as a snack during club meetings and discuss reasons why all forms of produce can fit into a healthy diet. Also, consider taking the 4-H for Health Challenge. This 6-week lesson plan helps youth focus on smart snacking, drinking more water, and moving more. Because healthy behaviors are embedded in the 4-H mission, 4-H club meetings provide a perfect opportunity to teach the science behind healthy habits and role model healthy behaviors. If you are interested in additional 4-H for Health resources, contact me at alfrost@purdue.edu for more information. Be sure to visit our Indiana 4-H Facebook page and tell us how you incorporate all forms of fruits and veggies into your busy schedule. I hope you've been inspired to incorporate all forms of fruits and vegetables into your diet and to talk about the health benefits in your 4-H club meetings. Don't forget to pledge your health to better living by trying a new fruit or vegetable and sharing it with your family and 4-H club. Thank you for listening to this edition of Myth Mondays on the 4-H Podcast.